Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to our Halacha Shir. Excited to present to you the Halachot of the Holy Books. Okay, so we're going to learn a lot of interesting stuff based on the Pesach of Rav Melamed, the Pnini Halacha, about how we should treat Holy Sfarim Lefi Halacha. There'll be some surprises here. And a lot of stuff that we may have known, but we never knew the source for. So, the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, the Magen Avram, they all talk a lot about these halachas. Let's start about what we shouldn't do with holy books. So I'm not talking today about a holy book like a Torah scroll that requires a shir in itself. Hopefully we'll do it soon. We're talking about books that have been printed, but still have the name of Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Elohim in it, like Chumash, or a Siddur, or even just a Gemara or Sefer, something like that. One should not throw a book like that. That would be disrespectful. We don't even throw bread. Certainly not a holy book. We don't hit books. We don't use it as a fan. You know, sometimes in the summer, shouldn't do that with a sefer, with a siddur, anything like that. Sometimes I have to admit my sins when I'm banging and singing at a Karl Bach mini and I may end up hitting the siddur. I probably should refrain from doing that. Maybe I have what to rely upon. We'll get to that in a second, but certainly, ideally, best not to hit siddurim. As many of us know, one should not sit on a chair with books right next to you. That's considered disrespectful. And the Shach writes, if there's no room, you can move a little bit and put the book up horizontally instead of on its base vertically. But that's b'diavad hachila, just put the book somewhere else. As we know, we don't put books on the floor. That would be disrespectful. Ideally, there'd be a big something to separate them from the floor, but at least some sort of separation between them and the floor. The Rama talks about that in 282. One should not put books backwards, opposite, don't switch them. And as we know, if a book falls, the beautiful minhag of the Jewish people is to kiss the Svarim, show our love for them. Mishum Chavivus. Now, an interesting situation arises. What if all of my I'm holding a bunch of books, and a lot of them fall at the same time? This has happened to me, unfortunately. What do? Do you kiss each one individually? More important to just get them off the floor ASAP. Swoop them up, and then you can give each one their individual kiss if you want. But you don't have to give a kiss. You know, it's okay. It can wait a second for it to get its kiss. More important that it's not on the floor. This is a toughie. Should not leave your books open, okay? And the Taz writes that it's a segula, a bad school for forgetting your learning. Maybe you're not showing your proper respect for the Torah. So make sure you know, if it's for a very short time, you're going to the bathroom, then it's fine. But if you're leaving your svarim for the day, then you could put a book holder, placeholder, but you shouldn't keep it open. As we know, there's an order about what books come on top of the other. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, 282, one should not put a nach on top of a chumash, because a chumash is a higher degree of holiness. That's a real halacha. And the custom is that we don't put Torah Sheva'al Peh on top of Torah Shvechtav. So we wouldn't put a Gemara on top of a Navi or a Tanakh. Because it's on a lower level of holiness, so that's a custom. Now, that custom never extended itself to other books of Torah Sheva'al Peh. So, for example, if you're talking about a Ritva, I don't know, a Rush, really any Sefer doesn't technically have to, it can be on top of a Gemara. As long as it's Torah Sheva'al Peh, it's all technically the same amount of holiness. Nonetheless, many people do go out of their way to put a Gemara, you know, on a higher level. That does make sense. I have seen that. Why not? It can get a bit complicated. We're going to start reading. Oh, what about this rabbi? Is he on a higher level than him? So really, the minhag only applies to Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Anything Torah Shebaal Peh is technically on the same level. But certainly, one should not put your phone on a book, on a holy book. Shouldn't put glasses on a holy book. It's interesting. Sometimes people will, you know, when you're writing your notes, you'll put it on top of the Gemara. I don't think that's really so bad, because technically it's all Torah Shebaal Peh. But if you want to be a little extra careful and put the notebook on the floor, I mean on the table and not on the Gemara, it's probably a nice thing. What about using one book to be learning another book? So actually, it's machlokes. Magen Avraham says this is permitted, because you're using the sefer for another sefer, so it's not just stam. You're like, you know, putting your elbows on it. The Taz says we shouldn't do that, so there's reason to be lenient. It's not the end of the world, but if you can be strict, it's better. Maybe that would be my leniency of, you know, hitting the sefer when I'm davening. It's for the sake of davening, so maybe you can find a Karl Bach Kula. Again, probably not. Probably better not to hit the sefer. A few more topics. Printing psukim, you know, the signs. Pesucha teshvu shivat yamim. So it's actually machlokas whether you're allowed to print out psukim like that. The Mishnah Berurah was against it because he felt like it's going to lead to people disgracing them and they're going to fall on the floor. Most poskim are permitting that. They are allowing you to write a psukim on a chalkboard as long as it's for educational purposes and we don't write God's name. Speaking of God's name, we don't write God's name and we don't erase God's name to fulfill the mitzvah of fearing Hashem. We treat his names with a lot of kedusha. But one can, if one wrote Shmuel, for example, shout out to my brother, Avram Shmuel, so that would be okay, even though it has the name of God in it, since it's referring to a person, it doesn't attain the kedusha. Similarly, if you're, you know, talking about a place like Beit El, it's the name of a place, it has God's name in it, but that doesn't make it holy. It's about the intention you put into it, that's what brings it holiness. And on that note, if you, not you, but if a minister or a heretic were to write a book of the Bible, it does not attain Kedusha. In fact, there is an halacha mentioned by the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, of destroying, maybe burning, or perhaps just getting rid of in some other way, a Bible which is not written, which could lead people off the path. So how that applies halacha l'maisa, you can figure that out. But it certainly doesn't have any kedusha if it's not written for holy purposes. Okay, and a few more interesting ones. So we know that one of the names of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, but it's kind of an in between name because it's also used by us to mean just like Shalom, like how are you, like I bless peace upon you and I want God's presence upon you, but it doesn't fully have God's name, and therefore the Gemara in Shabbos says one does not say Shalom in the bathroom. Now what happens if your friend's name is Shalom, if your name is Shalom, can you go and say, hey Shalom? So this too is machlokas. There are those who permit it. There are, in the poskim on the Shulchan Aruch say that's not using God's name, clearly that's not your intention, it's okay. So there's reason to be lenient. Nonetheless, I think the Taz is the one who permits that. Taz is one of the most important poskim on the Shulchan Aruch, in the Yoredeya section of the Shulchan Aruch. But even though there's reason to be lenient, we try to be strict and not say Shalom in the bathroom. Just be like, what up, yo? Also, another time to say Shalom, to not say Shalom is when you're on the way to davening, because you're supposed to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you say Shalom, to say hi to your friend. So you could say Boker Tov, good morning, or you could say Tzafra Demara Tuva, which is Aramaic for good morning, if you want to sound really smart. And then your Aramaic friends will all be like, that guy knows his Gemara. All right, a few more things. What about the name God, G-O-D? Is there a source for the custom of writing G/D, or is that a halachic chumrah, halachic myth? What's that all about? So actually, no, there is a good svara, because even though we generally do not consider God to be a holy name of God, it's just a reference to Hashem. It's like saying Hashem, and it's not Hebrew, and so therefore we don't have to be gones, a holy sefer that has that writes God in it, even G-O-D. Still, there's some Achronim who restrict and say that it does have some degree of holiness since it refers to Hashem, and therefore better to write G/D, or like the hey slat thing. And then, according to everybody, it doesn't have any holiness, and it wouldn't be a problem to read that in the bathroom. So that is probably the source of why we do the G/D thing. Again, you don't have to do it, but it makes sense. Nice thing to do. And the last two topics, what about reading Hebrew books in the bathroom? So there were those who were strict because it has Ketav Ashuri, and the way they print books is Ashuri, which is holy. But most poskim are lenient. You can read Hebrew books in the bathroom, as long, of course, as they don't have sukim or the name of God. That certainly one should not do. And also, there's a question about printing wedding invitations with Ketav Ashuri, because maybe it has holiness. But in the end of the day, we are lenient and would permit, because, again, our Ketav Ashuri is not exactly the same as the one written in the biblical times. All right, I think that's enough for today. I hope you enjoyed this quick shiur. If you have any questions, please send me a WhatsApp, an email. Please subscribe to this, to my name on YouTube to continue getting these Torah shiurim, or to the WhatsApp group, to the podcast. And I bless you with a fantastic day. And thank you so much for listening. Gevalt. Have a great day. And again, this is all based on the Psak of Rav Melamed and the Pnine Halacha. God bless you.